This is a recording of the February 17th, 2025 Operations Committee meeting to convene at 4 p.m. at the Chugach Electric Association Boardroom.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'll call to order the Chugach Electric Association Operations Committee meeting. The date is February 17th and the time is 4:02. We'll do a roll call here of the members present. We have Director Morse, Director Wigan, Director Chastain, Director Fleet Green, and Director Cece Cooper. And then online we have Director Rogers, and I'm Director Jim Nordland. And then in the crowd we have
Arthur Miller, Andrew Laughlin, Sherry Hires, Al Rudick, Dan Herman, Julie Haskett, Katie Millen, Whitney Wilkson, Adam Lichinsky, Steve Gerlich, Bart Armfield, member Bernie Smith, and myself, Buddy Ritchie, and Deepa Poodball. And online we have Stephanie Haddell, Amanda Mankel, Sandra Casey, and Hua Feng, and also Heather Spolkamper.
Thank you. Okay, I'll move, move for the approval of the agenda. And I know we have moved director comments ahead of the executive session, so.
Good. Move to approve.
Okay. There's a second. All right, there's been a second. Motion to second. All in favor of putting the agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? None. I would ask for the approval of the minutes for February 12th, 2025.
So moved.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve the minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That passes. And then fourth item on the agenda are persons to be heard. And we do have one member, Bernie Smith, who wants to address the board.
Good afternoon. I wasn't planning to come to this operation meeting because, you know, there's no new business and you're just about to go into executive session. But when I saw the agenda, officially moved the director's comments to before the executive session, I thought I should come to thank you personally, because that is really nice. It's not only good for the public to hear these comments from y'all, before you go into executive session, but it's also very handy to have the employees that sit back here, that come in here, that don't stay through the executive session to hear your comments. So thank you very much for doing that. While I'm here, I'd also like to inform you that your CEO and his team, about the CEO and their team. I attended three meetings last Friday, and of course, they were all related to the rail belt. And in those three meetings, we had the Intertie Management Committee meeting, the IMC, that Andrew Lockton served on. We had the Brandy Lake Project Management Committee meeting, which is BPMC, that Arthur Miller serves on, with some of the agendas that were on that were the Bradley Lake O&M agreement, new renewable energy credits, and the GRIP 3 update, which is a transmission line that goes over to Beluga. And then the Rail Belt Transmission Organization, which is the RTO, which Arthur Miller also sits on, along with HEA, MEA, GBA, City of Seward, and the RRC, which is a non-voting member. The point is that Arthur and his team are very busy with these meetings, along with their regular duties, and also, also it's not just the LNG project, but a lot of other things that are also very important. So therefore, I would like, I think you should give Arthur and his team a big thanks. So with that, thank you very much. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Thank you, Bernie.
Thank you, Bernie.
Any other members to be heard in the audience or online? I do not think so. Okay, well, at this point then, we have no new business and we'll go on to director comments. And I'm gonna start at this side of the table this time with Rachel and then we'll go around.
Sure, so I think everybody knows what's on the agenda today, and gas supply is a critically important issue. And as we've just heard, there's been lots of meetings associated with this, just the general business of Chugach, but also particular to gas supply. So I wanna thank the staff for all of the work that goes into these meetings, and then also with keeping the board apprised. I have appreciated the emails and the updates that have come our way so that we are able to be fully prepared for tonight. And I am looking forward to a really good presentation and understanding even more. Thanks.
Moving on to our board chair, Director Mark Wiggins.
Thanks. Bernie, thank you for your comments. We agree. The staff has done over the last 2 or 3 years, however long this gas issue has been going on, you guys have done an extraordinary job, and we appreciate it. I'm looking forward to tonight. It's time to bring some of this stuff to closure. And as part of what tonight is about is to a deep dive workshop. We've been having these operations meetings, the board meetings, and others, and this is going to be quite interesting. So I believe it will be valuable. I appreciate the fact that Deepa Potwell came up to. Deepa's been very involved with Alaska Gas for longer than any of us. I'll let her introduce herself. But thanks. That's all I've got to say.
Thank you. Dr. Justine.
Well, I'm going to be redundant in thanking Bernie for addressing our thanks to our staff. As we all know, I think, you know, over the last 3 years, yeah, we've been working on this issue, and it's coming, I hope, to some kind of closure on a solution, and I look forward to tonight's meeting and getting more information. And I want to thank the staff for all the hard work. And we had, I don't know, a meeting on the 22nd of January, a meeting on the 29th of January. We had a meeting on the 12th of February. We've got tonight's meeting, and then we've got our board meeting. So in between, you guys have been at the RCA. You've been down in Juneau. The list of things goes on and on. So thank you. Thank you for all of the hard work. We appreciate it. Thanks.
Director Cooper.
Well, again, you know, thanks, Bernie, for attending these meetings and noticing that it's stuck on the agenda to reshuffle. The director comments before executive session, I guess there isn't anything to comment on yet from today's business since it's all subject to an NDA, but I guess I'd like to echo the comments before me. Thanks to staff and also for, you know, everyone that pulled this meeting together so that we can all learn more about our big, you know, gas supply issue that we would be expected to be voting on very soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Director Fleet Green.
Yeah, more of the same. Thank you, Bernie, for coming and joining us. And this has been a lot of work, and definitely our staff, consultants, and others should be applauded for all of that. And we are having another discussion in executive session, and I think none of us love that, but we are making progress. And, you know, Chugach has really shown a leadership role in working on the gas supply issue and making sure that we have considered a lot of options for our members. And I think when we are able to be more public about all of this, the members and really the, you know, the residents and businesses in our service area will understand why it has taken a while. It's not an easy problem to address, but really, Arthur, you and your whole team have been steadfast in analyzing and looking at all the options. So, like everyone else, I look forward to coming to another large step forward.
Thanks. Thank you. Director Rogers.
Yeah, I guess I'm just echoing what everybody else says. It's always fun. And I always count on seeing Bernie roll into the board meetings. He's always there. He's always commenting, and it's always pretty germane. So thanks, Bernie. And yeah, same with everybody else too. It's, you know, we've been beating on this as well. I've been here since May, and it's been gas issue ever since. So, the problem seems to evolve almost on a monthly basis, and we're tracking it hard. Staff is tracking it hard. Arthur, Al and his team. And I think we're getting to a good place, and it'll be nice when we've got deals that are inked and we can talk about it. So that's kind of what I'm looking forward to.
Great. Thank you, Dan. Arthur?
Again, thank you, Bernie. I appreciate your comments. Very much appreciated. Also, echo everybody else's comments. I think we made significant milestones on the gas supply, and we're continuing to work through that process. We'll make decisions, we hope, by the end of this month, but there'll be additional decisions over the next several years as we work our way through the overall process. Thanks.
Thank you. And for my part, I guess I want to repeat what Dr. Flick Green said, that we are going into executive session. I wish we could have these discussions more open for the members, but we are subject to non-disclosure agreements that we have to take seriously, and thus we are in executive session. Although I will say that in the long run, our members will find out the result of the decisions that we're about to make, and when we vote on this, when we come to time to vote, of course, that will be public. We're going to have a guest in executive session, Deepa, who works Black and Veatch, and they've done that study on rail belt gas situation, and she traveled up from Houston. I really do appreciate that. And with that said, we look forward to that discussion in a confidential meeting. So anyway, with that said, I will take a motion for to go into executive session.
Okay. I move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 1025.175(c)(1) and (3), the Board of Directors go into executive session to 1) discuss and receive reports regarding matters the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative, and 2) discuss with its attorneys matters the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the cooperative.
And I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor going into executive session, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Okay, we're in executive session. Take a motion. Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All right, motion to second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? All right. Thank you.